worked for me. Jack Ingram on the boulevard. See Tip James and his team with the signature used, the value car lot, new and signature used Porsche, Audi, Volvo, Nissan, Volkswagen, and Mercedes-Benz. All in one great location on the boulevard and at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
It's 4 o'clock already.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we got a good bit of traffic on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Taylor Road, Vaughn to I-85. Those are busy spots, as well as Highway 231 to Wetumpka, River Bridge, Redland Road. Red Light's a little congestion there. A lot of traffic around downtown Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville. No major problems, though, in those cities. I-65 and 85 looking good through the heart of Montgomery. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the best sale of the season at Kafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prizes, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and stay for our wreath class at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 at Kafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Today is March 27th, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Celebrate tunes like Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed, or I Still Miss You Baby, But My Aim's Getting Better, and If the Phone Don't Ring, You'll Know It's Me, or the quirkiest country song of all, any tune that doesn't mention pickup trucks, cold beer, or church on Sunday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There have been no names released after a deadly school shooting in Nashville. Authorities say they believe the 28-year-old female shooter who killed three children and three adults at a private Christian school in Nashville was a former student. The female suspect was killed by police during a confrontation. The shooting occurred at the Covenant School. Police say the shooter was armed with two assault-type rifles and a pistol. A Canadian Pacific train derailed in rural North Dakota Sunday night and spilled hazardous materials, but local authorities and the railroad say there is no threat to public safety. There were no injuries or fire associated with that derailment. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow was up 194 points. The NASDAQ lost 55, and the S&P gained 6. This is SRN News.
Today Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And making the world unsafe. Yeah, it's gotten to the point where the word professor means nothing. I've got to see some type of pedigree and result before that word means anything to me. It seems like they handed out of vending machines. And you, in fact, our guest last hour, David Blackman, has said many times, make no mistake, folks, our political opponents don't disagree with us. They want us dead because they'll never win the argument on point. The easiest way is to do what Stalin did and other great world murderers. Just kill the opposition. That way you don't have to worry about having a conscience. A Wayne State University professor was suspended with pay after writing on Facebook that it's more admirable to kill a right-wing speaker than it is to shoot them down on a college campus. Yeah, suspended with pay now. Even though what he wrote is in plain view, or was on Facebook, Stephen Shaviro, a college of, here's the key word, liberal arts and sciences, wrote in a Facebook post on Sunday that while he does not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes, it's far more admirable to kill a, because everybody in his opinion is a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. The professor was reportedly placed on leave, and the incident was reported to law enforcement agencies for review. And I'll bet they're right on that. And there it is. Look at the picture of this douchebag with the in big black type. It's far more admirable to kill than it is to shout them down. In a country that says everybody should be heard. Free speech, that corny old concept that basically inspired us to break away from Mother England because they weren't so cool with that. So here we go. This is disgusting. And he is hardly alone. Take on hate. This is their blanket term for anything they disagree with. Hate doesn't mean you've given me a multiplicity of reasons to not only dislike you or disagree with you, but to just hate you. And it takes so much energy to hate anything. I think that's why this show is wearing me out. It's 'cause I hate what Joe Biden and his minions are doing. I hate the incompetence that is blithely ignored. I played this morning, and I'll find it, because I'd like to play it again. Biden nominated somebody to be the head of the FAA. That's the Federal Aviation Administration. And just now on the Fox News business channel, they had a story about the number, the growing number of close calls at our airports. You think DEI might have something to do with that? Do you think lowered standards might have something to do with that? So they put this clown, you know, he had to be confirmed by the Senate. And I forget the name of the senator. I'll find the clip and play it. The point I want to make is this guy couldn't answer one aviation-related question. Not well, I'm not a pilot, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. Well, what are you? What he was he came from a group of people that this administration is more important that we find somebody of the right color than it is to find somebody who knows what the fork they're doing for a job. I will find that and play it for you. It's astonishing. Yeah, well, I really don't know. Why would we put you, given that you have no flying experience, that you can't answer any of the fundamental rules and regulations about the Federal Aviation Administration, why would we give you this job? You're totally unqualified. But the Democrats think nothing of putting a boob like that. In fact, they've had quite a few of their nominees withdraw. Oh, and guess who announced the withdrawal? Little Petey Boogie-Giggy. So I kind of wandered off my original thing there about this professor writing, you know, this is, but don't think that this is not possible. It's happened in history and it can happen here. We know this now. We are not invulnerable. The problem is there's no other country out there that's going to come to our aid if we start killing off a certain percent of the population for their opinions. But we're the Nazis. That was brought to you by Applied Security. If you want to protect yourself from the people who want to take your stuff, break into your home, threaten, menace, whatever, it's a good idea to have a good, reliable security system and one that's not going to set you back a ton of money to operate, because you'll save on monthly monitoring with Applied. Local company run by Mark and Vicky, two phenomenal people, and they would be happy to help you set up a system for home, business, or property that will protect you and your loved ones and your hard work. Reach out at 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. And Soldier Boy is on the phone.
Hey, Greg, you know, I listened to some facts last night. It was really interesting. And they were talking about, in order to have control of us, they have to help us, make us become fat, dumb, and lazy. And they said like 80% of adults today in the United States are either considered obese or overweight. So there's your fat.
No, now I would be one of them. I mean, I know by government standards I'm overweight, even right, though I pedal my butt off on that bike every day.
And now to go to dumb, look at the colleges, indoctrination, and look at the kids who've been kept out of school and are behind 2 or 3 years and can't even write their names and can't even do simple math. So that's your dumbness. That's your next generation.
That's
and
part of lazy. The plan. That's part of the plan.
And lazy, we're going to do what? We're going to give you a check, sit on your butt, and stay home. So what a better way to control people is to make them fat, dumb, and lazy.
And dependent.
Well, that's where the lazy comes in, yeah. Dependent, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The plan's out there already. See whether or not you want to fall into
it. We're watching it. Take place, infiltrate our daily lives on a daily basis. Sure.
Well, until you push back, it's going to continue to push forward.
Yes, and that's why, I mean, next year should be maybe the least worrisome election in our lifetimes. That after what these people have done and the chaos they've created and the impact, the negative impact, oh, there's Mushroom Head, Janet Yellen, testifying on...
Did you see what John Kennedy did? There was a federal judge, I guess.
I saw that. We played that clip on the show.
Is that amazing?
He's the best.
Know what the Bundy option was?
He is the best, and the Brady option. He is the best when it comes to skewering somebody without raising his voice one iota. You, sir, don't belong in this position. And that's another one that had to withdraw, because he's a dumbass. But they'll keep sending him up there. God forbid those people actually get into a position where something they can rule on will affect our lives. Thanks so much for the call. This is the Biden administration's mantra.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
It is. At 4:15, traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got a lot of traffic out. Our busiest spots at the moment, East South Boulevard around Narrow Lane and Woodley over to Troy Highway. East Boulevard a little busy around I-85. Taylor Road from Vaughn Road up to I-85. We got a little bit of congestion there. And Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway both very busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pet safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
What are you drinking, Mike?
Oh, sorry. Chappie's Deli sweet tea. I love this stuff.
It's so southern and so good.
LG Tinted Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a little brief break in between disturbances, and I think we'll be dry during the evening hours tonight. But in the overnight hours, showers and thunderstorms will redevelop and continue from time to time during the day on Tuesday. With tonight's low 67, Tuesday's high 71, then back to a quieter weather pattern with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, kind of cool with a high temperature up near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Yes!
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Three-point game.
A complete demolition. And there's no other team going to the Final Four than UConn.
Down, down, down.
So I am here. I have to openly root now for the Florida Atlantic University Owls. I have a thing on my car that says FAU Dad.
Yeah.
Because that's where Janelle got her degree now. And you know, they have all the major sports programs there, but they've never had a reputation as being a serious contender for national championships and stuff. So I know the students there didn't think the team was going to make it to the Final Four. In fact, Miami, that's kind of unusual for them. They're more of a football school. They're in the Final Four, and they're not playing each other. So one or the other or both could be in the championship game a week from tonight.
So two Florida schools.
in the Final Four?
Yeah.
Wow.
That I had connections to, because I was a guest lecturer at Miami, and my daughter got her degree at FAU. Speaking of sports, we have our next bowling event coming up this Saturday at 2 at Bama Lanes.
Right.
But I will not be there. I hope by the end of the week to give you more insight. For one thing, though, I mean, this is a no-doubt situation. And Rosie, who would not lie for anything, for anybody, can attest, my arm from that heart cath is still very bruised.
Yeah.
So I can't lift anything. I'm not going to, and I'm certainly not going to bowl with a kid ball. Sorry, I have my dignity. Yeah, you don't look too dignified when you roll the actual one either. We had planned this event some time back, but something's come up, and I wish I could tell you more about it, but I can't, that will have me out of town just Saturday and Sunday. So Rosie is going to be there. She's going to be, I'm naming her the headmistress of our bowling group.
Right.
And again, special price, special rate. Please help support this, because we want Bama Lanes back on the local recreation map. In fact, it's doing very well, I'm happy to report. And we would like to keep our partnership with them, too. Tomorrow, you'll have a chance to win Eaton Bowl for two by listening for The Secret Strike. It's a game we play on Tuesday and Thursday. So unless something comes out of the blue and changes this plan, I will not be able to attend this one. But we decided, since we had talked about that date, to keep it intact.
And people had taken off work to come.
Yes. In fact, I'm hoping that Jay Quillen will be able to make it as well. This is a great thread from a friend. And this would, if I were saying this would be one of my patented meltdowns. But this is after today's latest round of horrendous news. And it begins with, this is the USA. I have never been truly embarrassed of my president until now. Six people dead at a school, so what should I do as president? Let's make a joke about chocolate chip ice cream. President Harris is not too far behind, meaning how much longer can they allow this man? What got me is that instead of being greeted with an awkward silence, like the folks that attended the Trump rally, when he was ripping on Ron DeSantis, he did not get roaring approval for those comments at all. In fact, he got awkwardly silent. I wish he would understand why that is. They're not sitting there to... You have violated their enthusiasm, if it's possible to do that. I think it is. And I'm hoping he's learning from this. Good Lord. Like I said, this election in 24, we should have both chambers and the presidency locked up a year before Election Day. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. A, because we know they cheat. And B, we can't get out of each other's way. Meaning, it's not DeSantis. He doesn't want any part of this dialogue. Trump is acting like a threatened, and he shouldn't. There's no need for him to behave that way. And again, I've said it, I think this will be the fourth time, greatest president of my lifetime was Ronald Reagan, and he had one rule. Republicans, you do not speak ill of each other in public. If you have something to settle, you do it behind closed doors and away from the media. But we can't seem to help ourselves, can we? The people that we're depending on to pull us out of this quicksand that America is sinking into. Let's see. I've disagreed with every one of my presidents at some point, but never embarrassed. Fox cut away. David was referencing what I was talking about. The reaction of the press is worse than him joking. And ESPN, oh, this is another good one, and I'm glad he brought it up. And ESPN, for Women of History in History Month, honored William Leah Thomas, the dude swimmer, which is what he is. And the media seems to be completely ignoring or disinterested in the outcry from legitimate biological women who are at a total disadvantage to this male, biological male. This whole notion that because somebody says, I'm a woman, I'm just equipped like a man, that this is nonsense. You know, I can identify as this or that. I mean, good Lord. I want to identify as an Oscar Mayer wiener so everybody's in love with me. Good Lord. Think of the ratings I'd have if I was just a talking hot dog. Some people have called me worse. So thank you for sending that. That was extremely well done, and I hope I conveyed your passion adequately. Back to the Idiocracy. This Biden FAA nominee, by the way, lined up by who? Oh, Pete Buttigieg, who is just a great leader to, you know, find personnel for important decisions. Leading the FAA, that's the organization that keeps your plane from flying into the path of another plane, or makes sure that your airline is following proper maintenance procedures so they don't end up in an episode of air disasters. I think we might have some of that hearing audio here.
Questions that he was not able to answer.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Florida Congressman Michael Waltz and a group of GOP lawmakers are joining calls for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to resign. Senator, what's the story with Biden's nominees? Are they not equipped for the positions that he's putting them up for?
No, when you look to Phil Washington, first of all, I want to acknowledge the fact that he's served our country in uniform, and we certainly appreciate that. But he's really the wrong nominee for what we need here in the FAA. The number one priority there, it's safety, and he seems to not understand aviation when he's up for the position of director of the Federal Aviation Administration. It's just a complete mismatch, and I was able to call that out yesterday and see that he really doesn't understand aviation.
And he doesn't. He could. It's 0-7. You know what happens when you're like a baseball player, and baseball is a sport where the most successful people still fail 70% of the time. But this guy went 0-7. And when you're 0-7 in Major League Baseball, they send you to the minor leagues. I guess this Washington guy, this nominee who is now withdrawn, is running the Denver airport. That's a different skill set. Running an airport and running a system that controls the safety of millions of lives on a daily basis, two different things completely. And since our media picks and chooses what they want you to think about, they're not paying much attention to the staggering number of close calls both on the ground. There have been a couple of bumps on the ground. And that close call in Austin was breathtaking. That almost became the next Tenerife. Or that situation where because she got blamed for it. She was the tower controller who told a commuter plane to get ready for takeoff at the end of a runway while directing a U.S. Air 737 to land on that same runway. And the 737 was making a perfect final approach, and when it came down, it landed on the plane that was sitting there and killed everybody on that plane. Some survived. The U.S. aircraft, which then, of course, filled with fuel, exploded in flame, and a lot of people died. This is lunacy. Lunacy. And some people won't care until one of their relatives is killed. Biloxi Gamber, what's up?
I got a question, since we're talking about the Biden administration and the you know, they had that one dude that was stealing purses or a girl's luggage and all that. He was a big shot. And then Pete Buttigieg in charge of Department of Transportation.
What a joke.
Okay. They need to... I'm going to need some education, Greg. So that's what I'm asking you. I don't know if you know or not. They just did the answer to my question. But they just did a press conference, and that school shooter at that Christian school in Nashville, they said is a transgender woman. Okay, does that mean it was a man that's now a girl, or does that mean it's a girl that's now a man? What does transgender woman mean? The reporters seem to know, but I don't understand it.
Let me explain this to you. You know, they use the term transphobic. Phobic means you're afraid of. Well, guess what? If transgender people are now shooting up schools, yeah, that's a good cause of transphobia. Just like 9/11 was a major leading cause of Islamophobia. Plus all the other events that have taken place.
But I'm just trying to figure out if this started off as a boy that's now a girl, or does transgender woman...
I saw a photograph, and it looks like a boy that started off or is in transition to being...
A girl?
Well,
that would make more sense because, you know, there's only been 3 female mass shooters, you know, born female. And then there was that serial killer, you know, that one that was that prostitute down in Florida. You might remember that. And she was killing men. But, okay, so we think it was a boy that was... So transgender woman means it was a boy that's now a girl, and he went to school there about 16 years ago then.
Okay. I don't know.
See,
that
all this stuff confuses me. It's still a he. Just call it a he.
Yeah. That's true, but no, we have changed biology.
He changed his name to, like, Amber Elizabeth or something. See, that's fine. I'll call a dude Amber Elizabeth, but I just need to know, you know, if it was a dude to start with, or have girls finally caught up with boys as being mean. Because, I mean, girls are mean, but they don't shoot places up. Normally.
At least the media, and thank you so much for the call, my friend, is catching up to the fact that Biden comes in after 6 dead in school mass murder. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream, and the clapping seals that were there to see this doddering old fart. That's funny. Now, let's talk about those dead people, shall we? Let's talk about more top-down executive order, illegal executive orders to do something about this gun thing. And don't you dare, if in fact we're learning more, but if this was a transgender shooter, oh my goodness, don't even think about using that as a reason to cast a shadow over other trannies. I have no idea, had no idea, that there were so many. At least some of the world sports organizations are standing up to this garbage. How does Leah Thomas, so-called, still a biological male, how does this individual have a conscience? Winning all these titles in female competitions when he is, in fact, a man. And the media giddily reporting that an ESPN insulting all women. Sorry, just my opinion. Insulting all women by celebrating Leah Thomas as a woman to be celebrated in Women's History Month. The only history this character is making is cheating. That's what it is. It's cheating. If you're not happy with the sex you are and you want to change, fine. But you're still a guy. Still a guy. I don't care what clothes. Look at the... Let's not make any... Hey, don't draw any attention to... What was this? The clown. The luggage thief.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Britain. Sam Britton. Let's not make any references to his sexuality. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was earning a good six-figure salary from the government disposing of nuclear waste, but parading around in a dress because he loved the attention it got him. And apparently he couldn't afford the dresses he wanted, so he had to steal them at airport luggage. On video twice at 2 different airports. Where is he? When are they going to try him? When is he going to jail? And you watch, there'll be a big Guns of McGill over that, and whether or not he should be in a male or a female prison. Well, if he's still got male equipment, men's prison. And that's another thing. Oh, my God. What's Governor Ivey doing sending education money to finish this water park that's over budget? Really? We have enough money for the schools? We have enough money for the prisons to adequately staff them? That's not what I'm hearing. The nightmares that are coming out, the stories I am hearing coming out of prison. Walker County, multiple incidents there. The most recent was they had a young guy that was in, I don't know what it was on, but they put him in a room where they could direct the outside air directly on the inmate. They froze him to death. He died of hypothermia. And they're laughing about it. It's all on video. The drugs that are getting into the system. But we've got, let's send that $25 million to finish the water park. All right, we will continue with things I don't get in this whacked out world we live in. We have 1819 News coming up in a moment following a traffic from Skipper. And a reminder, oh man, everybody's been noticing the humidity this week. We have turned the corner. It's not going to be like this every day, but more often than not, for the next 6-7 months, we're going to be dealing with some real serious humidity. Clarks would like to be the company that pairs up with you to keep your home nice and cool and be to remain the escape from that humidity that it should be, without costing you an arm and a leg in the process by making sure your system's running efficiently, that it gets tuned up and all the major component parts get checked over, that everything is being done to keep your energy cost to a minimum, and that you have the best HVAC techs on the planet available a phone call away should something happen, because machines break. The man, Don Duncan will tell you the same thing. They do everything they can to eliminate the risk of something breaking, but it happens. But what you need, okay, so it's broken. Who's going to fix it? Well, that's what Clark's Club members enjoy, is that peace of mind knowing that whenever it is, they call 277-2125 and someone's on duty to come help. Plumbing, too. Most plumbing issues never occur at your convenience. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the way life is. But being a Clark's Club member gives you the benefit of not having to worry about what day of the week or what time of the day it is. They're on the way with solutions and talented people. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Brad coming up next hour.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We've got light to moderate traffic around the boulevard in Montgomery. A little bit busy on Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson to Highway 231, and East South Boulevard, Woodley over to Troy Highway. Highway 231, as you're rolling into Wetumpka near the Burger King in that vicinity, we've got an accident there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding, and keep it here for more traffic updates. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
Two rounds of severe weather entered the state of Alabama this past weekend and brought damage to both northern parts of Alabama as well as central parts. On Friday night, there were storms in the Tennessee Valley that caused one man to die after winds overturned his mobile home. On Sunday night, storms took out electrical service for residents in Tallapoosa, Elmore, Wilcox, Autauga, and Dallas counties. Storm damage is also being reported around the Prattville area. So far, no reports of injuries or fatalities in that area. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to Lifeline Child.
Donations are now being collected here in Alabama as well as Mississippi to send to the southern parts of Mississippi where tornadoes did severe damage to several small towns over the weekend. At least 26 people have died. The towns of Armory, Rolling Fork, and Silver City will be needing bottled water, canned foods, tarps, batteries, and flashlights. Over along the Alabama-Georgia line, a tornado also touched down on Sunday morning. The Troup County Sheriff is reporting that 80 to 100 structures have some form of damage. Two tigers have since been recaptured after severe storms caused damage to the big cat enclosure in that county. The tigers were found and tranquilized and then returned to the wildlife animal safari in Pine Mountain. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack. So they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a little brief break in between disturbances, and I think we'll be dry during the evening hours tonight. But in the overnight hours, showers and thunderstorms will redevelop and continue from time to time during the day on Tuesday. With tonight's low 67, Tuesday's high 71, then back to a quieter weather pattern with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, kind of cool with a high temperature up near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Chevy announced they're going to stop making the Camaro. When asked to comment, Camaro fans wiped marinara sauce from their pit-stained wife beater, doused themselves in Axe body spray, and sadly began belting out Living on a Prayer. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife welcomed their third child. Instead of baby wipes, they'll use Meta stocks. According to a new study, smelling other people's body odor could reduce social anxiety. It could also mean you're spending too much time with an Uber driver. And today is Viagra Day. If you don't take Viagra and still want to celebrate your impotence, feel free to visit your local Porsche dealer. This is not headline news.
It is 4:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We lead the radio station in calls that never come on the air. I don't know why this is. This is a phenomenon. We don't want to. I don't want to go on the air. I just want to. Here's a message. Here's something that's happening. I'm trying to come to terms with this. In a way, I feel rejected. Yes, Nashville school here at last is the headline. Mass murderer is a tranny. And watch, instead of focusing on that and the person responsible for this horrendous, horrible event, they're going to be more upset about the feelings of trannies than they are the families who have lost loved ones today. That's why these people, these evil sons of bitches, need to be out of office. We should be counting down not just the days, the minutes and seconds until we can throw them out and make sure that their ilk never gets back in. Ah, now here's somebody of good ilk, legal eagle, and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Well, I guess we all know one mass killer that won't get the death penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering why it took them so long to identify the person. I'm always suspicious when that happens.
Yes, me too. It was the same way with Obama. Whenever there was a mass death, you know, that sure smelled like a terror event. Whoa! Let's not jump to conclusions!
So, there is a rule of thumb. If they don't tell you within an hour who did it or their race or their sex or whatever,
right.
They are a member of the special protected class.
That is a spot-on analysis on your part.
That's just the way it is. I mean, we've seen it repeatedly. It's like, you can just imagine NBC, when they finally put it out and broke it, they probably were wringing their hands that they were having to report that a transgender 28-year-old female who identifies as they, them, and shot up and killed three kids and three adults.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure that they were far more worried about that than the death toll. Because
I hate to say it, but I think they probably were. That's sad.
Not a doubt in my mind. Somebody has a contrasting or opposing view, go ahead. I'll listen.
And apparently she has a manifesto, which I have an idea might have something to do with how she might disagree with the way the Presbyterians teach kids.
Oh, so she was going to teach them a lesson today.
Yeah, so anytime you hear somebody has a manifesto, watch out. But this is clearly another mentally ill person. I mean, they are mentally ill, but they're still legally guilty, right? So,
now,
somebody who can plan that far ahead, walk in there with two long guns and a pistol and has a manifesto knows exactly what they're doing.
So, let me, as some of our listeners who are just tuning in may not be aware of, Joe Biden was speaking to a group at the White House. Now, the story had broken.
Yeah.
But this group at the White House, we're not too sure that they knew about
it. They knew about it. They were there for a women's meeting, women business owners meeting.
Yeah. So, but Biden knows about it. Biden knows all about it. And this is just 26 seconds of Joe warming up the crowd for this horrendous news.
My name is Joe Biden.
That's a laugher right there. At least he knew his name.
I'm just cracking up that I'm surprised he knew his name.
Pardon me while I slap my knee a few times to celebrate that hilariosity. Here's more.
I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband.
No, that's fine.
And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding? He didn't whisper, I got ice cream. I'm scared.
Let me smell you. After six dead in school shooting, that's, let's get everybody laughing and feeling good and warmed up, and then we'll talk about this.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a bunch of stuff come up on her now with Facebook pages and other kind of crazy stuff, but if that was what we call a PCA, Presbyterian church, that means they're definitely a conservative church in terms of moral teachings. And I know a lot of people that are PCA. My father-in-law and my brothers-in-law, PCA. So I don't know, pretty much smells like a revenge. And she went right after the principal, headmaster, to kill her. You know, so there was a plan.
You watch. You know what? Some of these left-wing
sounds like a hate crime to me. Sounds like a hate crime.
Oh, absolutely. But they will say, unless we all get on board with the whole transgender thing, there's going to be more of these.
They will really portray her as a victim.
She'll be the victim in the six dead people. Well, too bad, so sad, yeah.
Somebody just sent me something called butt hurt report form for progressives. What is the reason for your butt hurt?
Yeah.
So like all that apply. Racism? No. Homophobia? Sexual objectification, religionism, microaggression, microinsult, microinvalidation, other unknown, create a name for it.
Thanks for reminding me that I have that song, Butt Hurt, that I can play, coming out of the news at the top of the hour.
All right, good to talk to you guys. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks, likewise, Chad. And the trickle-down stupidity, I saved this from our morning room. It's a feature we do around 8:40 every day. With three people, sometimes more, but usually three, who have done something incredibly stupid. And we all do stupid stuff. We all do things. I'm thinking, why did I do that? Right? But these people are stupid at a level that you could never feel that bad when you know how dumb people can be. Today's winner was a guy who was pulled over by police in Minnesota and handed the officer a get-out-of-jail-free card from the chance cards in a Monopoly game. It was somewhat worn, had obviously been in the wallet for a long time, still trying to figure out what it was they did to draw the attention of police, but the cops put it on their Facebook page saying, the state of Minnesota does not recognize this as a valid document. Of course, we know that they were just having a little fun with this.
Yeah.
But still, when the police pull you over, I think your first inclination would be to be compliant and respectful.
Exactly.
Cops get enough smartassery throughout their day. They don't need it piled on. Unbelievable. Let's see, we have the Wall Street Business Report coming up. Since I'm an investment advisor, it looks like the Dow finished up a little bit today. We'll see what the good news is all about and what the driving forces of the market were with Brandt next hour. And by the way, we're still trying to help Brandt's wife be one of the women in blue. If you go to my Facebook page, there is a link there where you can help out the Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama. And it's a wonderful organization. We have helped them many times, literally since my first year here in town. We did their Christmas wish list. And even then, even all those years ago, people stepped up. I remember one of the people was Ginny Lewis, my late friend. And we were about halfway to our goal, and she just came by and said, here's the rest. And we were able to provide the Christmas gifts for about 10 families. Where the leading breadwinner had been unable to collect a paycheck because they had cancer. So they're really valuable. And of course, they're one of those organizations we hope you never have to use them for the services they provide. And certainly because you don't want to have to deal with that horrendous disease. By the way, I wrote my magazine column. And it's called, This is a Test.
I heard you say that this morning.
I could send you the PDF.
I wish you would.
All right. The boss loved it. Mr. Watson loved it. So I'm all there. And, of course, I was like, what am I going to write about? I don't know. So let's see. Your name is what again? I'm kidding. There you are, Resi Brock, and hit send. AOL has totally changed their email system around. I don't know why. I don't necessarily think it's a better way to run it, but that's what they've done. Fresh edition of the Salem Radio News Network coming up at 5 o'clock. For guys who have been dealing with everything from lack of vitality. In fact, I got a request from a friend today who asked for the number for Montgomery Men's Health because he wants to take the testosterone test. He's just not feeling in the game. Sluggish. I mean, really, when you got to plow through, it doesn't mean you're getting older. It just means your body's not helping with the natural chemicals it should produce. And for a guy, that's the T level. To find out what that number is, a test is required. It's not something that can be guessed. It's something that needs to be tested. And if it's low, and generally when these kind of symptoms occur, this, ED, and many other things that are related, low libido, these can be medically fixed. See, that's the thing that makes Montgomery Men's Health so effective for so many men, thousands of men here in the River Region. You get that number, they can go about providing real medical solutions to fix and adjust that number, and then provide additional help with solutions to everything from libido to love life that you will not see advertised on TV, but can only be provided by a medical doctor, a board-certified urologist. And that's what makes Montgomery Men's Health such a great option for men who are having issues. And we do have them. 440-3663. 440-3663. I can be very impressed with the facility and the way they protect your privacy at Montgomery Men's Health. Learn more at montgomerymenshealth.com. Let's see. We will start off with a look in the rose, get the Wall Street Business Report, SRN News, and then Brand. 456.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, for the most part, we have an all clear going on in Montgomery. We have a little bit of congestion. Most of the major intersections around the boulevard from east, south, over to east, and on around to the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We believe the accident at Wetumpka, minor, that was right near the Burger King, has been removed. We're not seeing any backup of traffic at all there. Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook giving us all clears at the moment. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed mostly mixed on a steadying Wall Street, as battered banks showed more strength, at least for now. Markets have been in turmoil following bank failures earlier this month. Investors have been hunting for which banks could be next to fall as the system creaks under the pressure of much higher interest rates. First Citizens stock soared today after saying it would buy most of Silicon Valley Bank, whose failure sparked the industry's first furor earlier this month. The Dow was up 194 points today, close at 32,432. The NASDAQ lost 55 to 11,768. The S&P 500 gained 6 points today to 3,977. New York oil rose $3.55 to $72.81 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, Rich Thomas here to talk to you about a one-of-a-kind Montgomery jeweler, Heirloom Jeweler, located at 6548 Vaughn.